nearly every day.
Okay.
Be good.
How about the milk?
Well, I think we bought it about every other day because in the summer, that was as long as you could keep it, I think. And I remember for the ice boxes, we had those boxes in the window and had a burlap over it, you know, and you'd pour water over it to keep your food cool, put it on the north window.
Hmm. Wow.
But you couldn't keep food like we do now.
Yeah. Did you have any dairies close around where you lived?
We had one right here in Spring Glen.
Did you ever go and watch them milk the cows?
Oh, yes, we used to take walks up there, my girlfriend and myself, and get up there and go in, and Fazio's owned it, and they would always give us a cup, paper cup, and we had that good cold milk right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good.
When they are making the milk so that you can drink it after it comes out of the cup, they do something, they pour it through some cheesecloth and
strain.
Yeah. Have you heard of there are different kinds of milk that you can buy at the grocery store. There's whole milk and then 2% and then skim milk. Have you ever heard of anything called thin milk? No? Okay. What do you call the kind of cheese that you get in a little plastic container and it's kind of curdled and it's a little white?
Cottage cheese.
Have you heard of any other names for it?
No.
I know I have a friend who calls it Dutch cheese.
Dutch cheese. I never heard of that.
Did you ever have chipped beef? Was that a... What is chipped beef?
Well, it's the beef that's dried and salted.
Okay.
It's good.
And do they have to salt a lot of the meat?
Do they have to what?
Salt a lot of the different kinds of meat, the beef and the pork and...
I don't know about beef. They do the bacon, don't they, and hams, mm-hmm. But I don't know about... They did the chipped beef, though. That was beef, and it was salted.
How about salt pork? Have you ever had that?
Yes.
What would you do with salt pork? Is it just...
Oh, we usually fried it for breakfast, or else in the evening fry it and make milk gravy with it. And then my sister-in-law used to cook it in her beans, the salt pork.
Mm-hmm. So is it a lot like bacon?
Uh-huh, quite a bit. Only it isn't cured, or, you know... Well, it's salted, I think, is all, because your bacon is cured, isn't it? Bacon,
mm-hmm.
And ham, and I don't believe salt pork is.
Okay. How is, what are some different kinds of bread that you have had?
Brands or the kind?
Kind.
Whole wheat and white, and rye bread, and now they have the oatmeal bread. Well, there's so many different kinds now, but those are the ones I like best.
Have you ever had cornbread?
Oh, I love cornbread.
I love that with a bowl of chili.
I do too.
Are there different kinds of cornbread, or is it just, they're just one kind of cornbread?
Oh, I know so.
Okay. Is there a difference between the bread that you can buy in the grocery store now and the bread that you had when you were a girl? Is it?
I don't know. It tastes pretty much the same, I think.